But now let's get a preview of what's happening in Wellington this weekend. It is their annual Cheese Festival. And to join us to talk about that from Main Street Wellington is Jenny Arntz. Jenny, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you got lots going on this weekend. But the word is out now. I guess this is the final Cheese Festival.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about what activities are taking place for this last event for you.
Sure. We're really excited. We've got a lot of great events. Friday night, we more or less are recommending that it's a date night or bring out your friends to the wine tent, and that's from 5 to 9, and that's sponsored by NN Auto Cam Precision Components Group. And what's fun about Friday is we're going to have a trivia contest. So it will cover things like cheese or wine, Wellington, and Ohio history. It should be really fun, and we're excited about that. We also have the cheesy pet costume contest that is normally used to be Sundays, is now changed to Friday night, and that starts at 6:30. And if you would like to be a part of it, register at 6 with the Wellington Veterinary Clinic. And then we have TM Plumbing has sponsored KK Farnsworth. So Friday night is pretty fun, getting excited about having the Cheese Festival back, coming out and eating another cheese sizzle. It may be the last one for a long time, well, at least until you can get one at the fair with the Wellington Women's League. And then Saturday is more of a family event, but still exciting things for adults as well.
So let's talk a little bit about Saturday. I know in the years past you've had the what I consider kind of a magical event, the Cheesecake Auction. Is that back this year?
Of course it is. Larry and Janice Quirin are sponsoring, again, in memory of his late mother, Jan. So we are excited about that. The one change for this year is we used to have, if you waited till the last minute to send in your application, you would have to pay extra. This year we've made it just straight $5 across the board. And I'm always excited for the kids who enter. We've got the 12 and under category, and I know a couple years ago, a 15-year-old, or actually, no, he was, 11, won the grand prize, which is $250. So it's pretty exciting to watch that event.
So is this coming Saturday kind of typical of Saturdays gone by, in that you've narrowed down the event from 3 days to two?
I would say that's definitely a correct statement. We've pretty much piled everything into a day and a half, so people can come out and still have a good time. Sorry, my daughter is in the background. have a good time out at the Cheese Festival with the parade. We've got princesses who are going to be around doing story time and just meeting and greeting kids, the cake walk, as you mentioned, the cheesecake auction. We've also brought back the macaroni and cheese bake-off for our last year, and we've got the free pizza eating contest along with two really great concerts. One is sponsored by the Child Garden, and her name is Demi Mays. And she's with Growing Sound Music, and she does a lot of really positive music for kids, talking about making good choices, also self-esteem, and then anti-bullying. So I'm excited to hear her. That should be fun for the whole family. And then that night, we actually have an up-and-coming singer, Jacob Frisch. He does pop and country, and he's been playing around the county and actually the state. And we'll be moving to Nashville very soon, so we're excited to have him along at 7 to 9 on Saturday.
Jenny, we've talked about how this will be the last Cheese Festival mm-hmm. per se. To give for people who may not be aware, tell us why and what you might have planned in the future.
Well, the summer is definitely challenging getting volunteers. We have a lot of folks who are on vacation trying to get that in before school starts. So that's been one of the struggles of the festival. But also with getting cheese vendors to come in. The summer is really busy for them. And also having cheese out in the middle of July weather is kind of challenging, keeping it nice and fresh for folks to eat. So we've always heard, we have the cheese festival, where's all the cheese? And people don't realize that we've done so much to try to get cheese vendors there, and we can't force them to come, unfortunately. So that was a lot of the reason that the board voted to kind of say goodbye to the cheese festival and try to move on to other things. And so for next year, we do have one event on July 1st, and that is called Dog Days of Summer, where we will have different vendors and activities for dog owners or just folks who enjoy dogs or who enjoy just coming out and meeting other people. So we're excited about that. And we are moving our main large festival to the fall, and we don't actually have a date yet. We're trying to not compete with anyone in the area, so we're trying to hammer out that date soon. But it will be late September, early October.
And will that be tied in with the village's bicentennial?
Well, yes, and also the other activities that we're having for the bicentennial, we will be doing a home tour as well as a business, downtown business and upper floor housing tour, and then a church tour. So the fall, we're going to have all those different tours available. The bicentennial is the whole year, and I've been, I really appreciate the mayor has made me a part of that committee. We will be having a historical speaker every month on the second Tuesday, and we have two people that we just need to figure out which month they're taking, and then that list will be complete, and we'll have that out for everyone to see very soon. There's also going to be July 4th is around that time where we have the July 3rd Patriots Band Concert, as well as the Chamber of Commerce does July 4th. That's going to be kind of like the big event for the bicentennial, but it is, again, the whole year long. We'll be having a dance or a bicentennial ball in April at the Eagles, and lots of different things throughout the year. There's also June, I believe it's the 15th, 16th, and 17th at the fairgrounds will be a military weekend where we will have reenactments and all sorts of things that people can take part in at the fair.
We're talking with Jenny Arts of Main Street Wellington this morning all about this weekend's Cheese Festival. Also in today's Chronicle Telegram, Jenny, there's an article about Main Street Wellington addressing vacant storefronts. Can you chat a little bit about that, please?
Sure. We were able to present to the council last night the idea of having a vacant property register. And there's a few of our communities nearby, Millersburg and also Painesville, that we got a lot of information from. Sandusky has also had success with it. And the whole idea, we have some buildings. We have actually 13 or 14 vacant buildings downtown that are on the first floor that some of them have been vacant for 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, maybe even 15 years. And so this vacant property register is more or less to hold that building owner accountable, whether or not they are wanting just to hold on to it and use it for storage, or if they just maybe are absent. We have a few building owners that are in Kansas or California, and so we want to hold those building owners accountable. So they are putting it on the market, and they're trying to get a viable business in there because the vacant property not only affects them, it affects their neighbors, and it affects the downtown as a whole. So it's one of the recommendations that we have for Village Council to enact or write an ordinance for this to try to help revitalize Wellington. We have some new businesses that have opened up recently that are doing well, and we'd really like to continue that trend.
Very good. Hey, Jenny, one more thing. I know you took part in the recent Spellebrate presented by the United Way of Greater Lorain County. What did you think about that official pronouncer, our Bruce Van Dyke?
I thought he was wonderful. I'm bummed that we didn't get into the final round. We spelled everything correctly, but we weren't fast enough. So it was a really fun event. And I guess the first year there were maybe 12 teams. This year there was, I think, 22. So I think it's just only going to get bigger and better for the United Way in Northeast Ohio hands-on. So I look forward to doing that again next year. I've already had to promise that I'm going to be a part of it. I don't think we're going to be zombies again, but will be something fun, I'm sure.
Right. Well, the word we want this weekend is cheese, C-H-E-E-S-E.
Yes.
And do I need to bring a sponge for my cheesy wet sponge fight, or is this just something that goes on after the parade?
You don't have to bring your own sponge. All it's right. not B-Y-O-S, but it's just something fun that we offer. I happened to be looking at sponges and thought, you know, that kind of looks like cheese, and if we cut it like a triangle... It does. And, you know, last year we did it for the first time and the kids and some of the adults really loved it. So it's just a way to cool off, have a little bit of fun, get your friends and family soaked. So
that's always fun. And of course we hope for some nice weather. And again, it's Friday, 5 to 9 and Saturday from 11 to 9. It is the Wellington Cheese Heritage Festival going on this weekend. Jenny Arntz, our guest from Main Street Wellington. Thanks for sharing a bit of your morning with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.